I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Thursday morning, the 3rd of April, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go to the book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 10. These are the ones whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro throughout the earth. Then we go straight to the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 14. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? What are we talking about here this morning? We are talking about angels. Do you believe in angels? Well, you better, otherwise you can't believe the Bible. It was the angel Gabriel that came and spoke to Mary and said she was going to be the mother of Jesus. There are angels written all over the Bible, ministering spirits. You see, this life that you and I have been called to walk through is tough enough as it is. This is not a one-man show. Oh, no. No, no, not at all. The Lord has sent angels to minister to you and I. I want to tell you a little story. My wife and I, a few years ago, went to Ethiopia. And we went to see something that is absolutely miraculous. Yeah, and his churches, 11 of them, built out of solid rock. Now, this is the interesting fact. They're not built from the bottom upwards. No, they were built from the top downwards. A solid rock with a hammer and chisel, and those 11 churches were created most beautiful churches. I have walked in them out of solid rock, no tin, no supports, standing on their own. And they were built by a king by the name of King Lalibela. And he had a dream because the Ethiopians couldn't go to Jerusalem in Israel because the Muslims were stopping them. So he said he's going to build a new Jerusalem right there in Ethiopia. This was in the 12th century, which was 800 years ago. He had a dream. He started building it with his people from the top down, carving it out of solid rock. Folks, it's an amazing thing to see. But the point I want to make is very important. They say that every single night, ministering angels came and took all the rubble away. So when they started carving out of the rock the next morning, it was clean and tidy. No people did that, the angels. I want to tell you today, don't pray to the angels. No, no. No, we pray to our Heavenly Father through the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. And we ask the Lord to send His ministering angels to help us. Father, I pray for my friends that are listening to this message, that even today they will know that they are never, ever alone. You have sent angels to be with them wherever they go. And we thank you for that beautiful angelic company that surrounds us today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.